here's something that is true about machine intelligence that's an immediate crisis and question for us. And it's not what people call AI, artificial intelligence, but I call it AppI, app intelligence. And it has to do fundamentally with the abdication of free will.
David Krakauer, president of the Santa Fe Institute, with a dangerous idea.
It is already the case that for many of us, when we make a decision about what book to read or what film to see or what restaurant to eat at, we don't make a reasoned decision based on personal experience, but on the recommendations of an app. So that little bit of free will that we got to exercise in our daily lives has evaporated. Now let's just extrapolate a little bit further forward. Imagine voter app. Well, I have a certain income, I have certain preferences, I have certain ideals. Let me just enter those into my app and it'll tell me who to vote for. Now the reality is, it's amazing we don't already have one, because it's clearly better than what we do now, because for most people you say, well, I love their hairdo, I like the way they speak, or they amuse me, or whatever proxy for decision making they employ. So there's voter app. How about eater app? Well, you know, we are busy people. We work long days. I get home, and there's just so many times I can eat Cheerios or a fried egg. Why don't I just enter my state of health? I'm fat, I don't have to, because my phone has already recorded exactly how many steps I've taken today, and it knows better than I do what I should be having for dinner. It also knows my taste profile, and it understands my pre-existing conditions, which it does not want to exacerbate. So there's Eater app, and Reader app, and Listener app. So before long, the domain in which we get to exercise our intelligence will be a point. That's a reality. I'm not technology doom and gloom type. I love the stuff. But I am aware that with all of these increments in capability are coming decrements in humanity. I think the history of humanity is the history of our coevolution with devices and artifacts that make our lives easier. And I think it's now a question for moral philosophy, not for science, to decide how we use them and what it would mean to be enslaved by them, whether we do so willingly or reluctantly. And I genuinely believe that's a philosophical question. The fact of whether machines will get better and better and better, I think, is a foregone conclusion. They will, they have. What do we want to keep for ourselves is a philosophical, existential question.
David Krakauer is an evolutionary theorist and president of the Santa Fe Institute.